get to heaven. Alright, now everybody sing together. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. So good to see you back in the house of the Lord today. It's been a great day. Amen. And the Lord's given us opportunity to come back here this evening, and we're so thankful for that. What a great message this morning from God's man. Amen. And we appreciate that so much, and we want to pray for him tonight as he comes around in a few moments to share the word with us. We had some folks visiting with us this morning, and we're very thankful for that. Anyone visiting here with us tonight for the first time? Or maybe more, maybe been here more than, hey, if you're here a couple of times, we're just going to claim you as home folks, amen? And but it is, if you're visiting with us, you're our special guest, and we thank you for choosing Calvary as your place to worship. So let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer tonight. Please don't forget the announcements this morning. The 18th is COU. You'll have a special time. Why don't you go ahead and share that? You can do it way better than I can.
Seniors age 50 and over. December the 12th, Monday, we're going to meet at the church at about 10 till 5, and we're going to, I just was informed we can use the children's home bus, so that's awesome. We can all go together. But we'll ride over to Saks Burgers. They open up at 5 and have dinner together. And then we're going to go to Hiram to the Portwood family Christmas lights. It's just one family, one house, but you can walk through, and we just want to enjoy our time together and get the seniors together more. So we're trying to do some more activities a little bit. Let me know if you can come.
All right, that is great. So please remember those things, Brother Don. That's a praise, right? You feel so the same way? It is a blessing, Mr. Vaughn. Thank you. It is a blessing, and it is a praise, and we're thankful for it. Amen. Terry and I, a few days ago, November the 18th, we shared 27 years. We might not make it to 58, I'm just telling you. 59 years, I don't know if we'll make it there. But I'm thankful for God's blessing on our life. And so... if you've been together, if you've been together more than a year, raise your hand. That's a blessing. CJ, brother, that's a blessing for you, man. I'm just telling you. But God's a good God. Amen. A few moments ago, somebody said, you look like yourself. Well, that's better than looking like somebody else, you know. But I know exactly what you meant by that, and I'm thankful. Here's what I said. God's a healing God. Amen. And he's touched me. And I feel like he's going to touch me in this hour. There's a song in there somewhere of my troubles and trials. But God's been good to us. And I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for my family. And I'm just thankful, Brother Allen, for the goodness of God. Amen. And he has been good to us. Let's ask him to be with us tonight. Brother Allen, would you take us a little more to prayer? Ask God's blessing on the service as well as the offering.
Thank you for that. Thank you for every miracle that's in this church.
I failed to mention this morning, but I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we've got a brand new choir member, Brother Fletcher Denton, right there on the back row. We're thankful for him. Give him a hand tonight.
Yeah, so good to have Brother Fletcher in the choir, have him member of the church in the choir singing on Sunday morning and Sunday night. What a blessing. What a blessing. And good to have each and every one of you here tonight. Appreciate the Lord this morning and what we feel we were able to accomplish and hopefully accomplish. And of course, tonight we're going in another direction. All the Christmas decorations look real nice, don't they? And look beautiful. I guess that's okay for a man to say, as long as you're referring to your wife or Christmas decorations. And beautiful. But appreciate Brother Larry Bennett doing that, coming and putting up all the decorations, and then, of course, the Christmas tree that came from Brother Celon's house. And he's denying all claims of that, but I really, really like the idea of the tree, so take advantage of that if you would, just in remembrance of a loved one who's gone on to be with the Lord, just placing an ornament on our Christmas tree. And that would be a blessing. All right, let's take our Bibles tonight and go to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter number 9. For a few moments. And last month, we're still in November, but the first Sunday night of this month, we had a testimony service, and that was to kick off Thanksgiving and the month of November. And so we're going to kick off Christmas while still in November tonight. That's okay with you guys. We have the decorations and the lights. Even got the tree. And so we want to just start talking about Jesus tonight in relation to his coming and the whole reason why we celebrate Christmas. And let me just say that I mentioned it this morning, but I didn't draw special emphasis to it. But we are having service on Christmas morning here at the church, because that's how Christmas falls, is on falls on Sunday, Christmas Day. And it would be wrong not to have service, because it's all about him. So we will be here having service on Christmas morning, celebrating Jesus. All right, let's bow for a prayer, and then I'm going to read one verse, and that is verse number 6. I preach this verse annually around this time, and so this is going to be the kickoff, if you would, for the Christmas season. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for all the things that you have done. Lord, the things that you're doing now and the things that you're going to do, we don't always understand, but we can trust. We can trust, so we trust you tonight. Be with us, Lord. Help us mentally, Father, emotionally, spiritually. God, we just want to be used by you tonight. I pray that you would connect to your people through the Holy Spirit, and we will praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter number 9, in verse 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's going to be our verse tonight, just that one verse, but it's one of my favorite verses, not just at Christmas time, but year-round. Often I go back to this verse and go through these names because these names mean something. They mean something. And the Bible says, middle ways through this verse, His name shall be called. So what we have tonight are names that are descriptive of who Jesus is and the coming King and the Lamb who came, but the soon coming King. And tonight what I want to do is I just want to go through these names one by one. Again, I've preached it last Christmas and Christmases before that and every other church we've been to around this time of year, but five names we have in this verse, and the title is just simply, His name shall be called. His name shall be called. Number one, the Bible says, and His name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, the definition here of the word wonderful, it means extraordinary. But it also means hard to understand thing. Extraordinary, hard to understand thing. And then it also means miracle. Talking about the name Wonderful. He says, and His name shall be called Wonderful or Extraordinary. Hard to understand thing, miracle. I want to say tonight that Jesus is extraordinary. He's wonderful. But on the same token, sometimes He's a hard to understand thing, if you will. The way that He works and what He does is miraculous. And I believe we all tonight, as we did last, the first Sunday night, the month of November, we went around the room and we testified of how wonderful He was. And we could do the same thing tonight, Brother Allen did just a moment ago, of how wonderful God is and the things that He does. And so we have the name Wonderful. Again, it means extraordinary. Now, if you take that word, extraordinary, and divide it into two words, you have extra and then the word ordinary. He was an ordinary man with a lot of extra. He was the extraordinary God-man. Tonight, He is wonderful. He is miraculous. He is sometimes the hard-to-understand thing. Speaking of the phrase hard-to-understand thing, when it comes to the name of Jesus being called Wonderful, it's really descriptive of how He works and how He operates. If you would, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Notice verse number 5. Ecclesiastes 11, verse number 5, the writer says, "As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all." And so the writer there, Solomon, is telling us that the same way that a baby is formed in the womb, and if you think about that for a moment, that is a very marvelous, miraculous thing, to say the very least, at how that a baby can be born and all of the bones come into place and are attached. And then all of the organs are put in place. They're installed, if you would. The eyes and the hair color that will be one day has already been predetermined and, again, installed in the genetics of that child. And so Solomon says that that's kind of how the Lord works, how the Spirit works. We don't know exactly all that he's doing. We just know that he's doing something. And if you go and read that chapter in Ecclesiastes, you'll find out several things that he talks about. He's talking about the farmer who is paying attention to the clouds, wondering if it's going to rain or not. If he pays attention to the clouds, then he'll go inside and he won't work. And the scriptures there in Ecclesiastes tells us to not pay attention to the clouds, but he says go and work. And he goes down and he says, so is the Spirit of God. It says that we don't know exactly what he's doing in any particular place of our life. Sometimes we don't know. And he goes on and he says that's the same way like a baby is born in the womb, the bones. He says how they grow in the womb, so her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Sometimes in life it's hard to understand him. Sometimes with the different things that come down the pipe into our lives, the things we don't understand, the things that we struggle with, times of adversity, times of distress, and yet we're doing our best to follow him and pray to him and walk with him. And we may even utter, Lord, I just don't understand what's going on in my life. Whenever we get to that place or those times that we experience, just because we don't understand what's going on doesn't mean that nothing's going on. Because the Bible tells us that he is at work. He is working. He is actively working. The same way that the bones of a baby come together in the womb, and we don't know how all that's working, God is actively in your life and mine. He is pulling everything together, and we don't have to understand it tonight. All we have to do is believe it. And so tonight, the Bible says that he is wonderful. He is extraordinary, hard to understand thing, miracle. And so I believe we all could say that he's wonderful. Isn't he wonderful to you? He's wonderful at how he saves. He's wonderful at how that he sustains us from day to day. It's a wonderful thing how he provides for us. Jesus is wonderful. Number two tonight, not only the word or the name wonderful, but there's the name Counselor. The Bible says, and his name, back in Isaiah 9:6, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Counselor. The name Counselor means to advise or consult. It means also to consult together. It could also mean to help guide or determine. So his name is called Counselor. He's our advisor tonight. He's our consultant. And there's times where we need to consult together. Scripture says in Isaiah 1 verse 18, just back a few pages, I'll just give it to you. He says, come now and let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And so the name Counselor means to advise or consult, but it also can mean to consult together. Jesus tonight is trying to reason with man with the Scriptures. The Scriptures tell us that we are sinners and we are destined for a place called hell unless we accept the plan of salvation. Well, man says that they don't need that help. God says that man does need that help. And so there's a time of discussion, or at least should be. There's a reasoning together. But I want to go a step further, not only for salvation, but even after salvation. In the times in life where we need help, there's times in life where we need direction, we need a counselor. And I do want to say we got to be careful at who the who we get counseling from. If we go to secular counseling, you got to be careful. I do not advise secular counseling. I advise biblical counseling, because the perspectives of the different ones are totally different. And so we've got to be careful. But there's times where we need a counselor. There's times where we come to a place of wit's end and we don't feel like we can make it. But thanks be unto God tonight. He is wonderful, but He is counselor. He's my advisor and He's your advisor. He's one who comes alongside of us and encourages us. He's the one who comes alongside of us and speaks to us, and He directs us in life. And so tonight we see that He's counselor. Jesus is the great consultant. I said a moment ago that He counsels for salvation. He counsels for service. I remember a movie. It's been a while back now. Facing the Giants. And in that movie, Facing the Giants, the man had the football team. And I guess he called for one of the biggest players on the team, one of the linebackers. He said, "Oh boy, get out here on the field. Get on all four." And he got on all four. And then there was another player. He said, "You get over here, you get on his back." So the other player came out on the field and got on his back. And he said, "On all fours, the big linebacker, what am I going to do, coach?" He said, I want you to crawl." "Oh, no problem, I'll crawl." He said, "Wait a minute, you're going to do it blindfolded. And you're going to go all the way to the end zone at the other side." "There's no way I can do that, I can't do that." He says, "Oh yeah, you can. Just all I ask is that you give it your very best effort. When you feel like you're going to quit, give it your very best." So he blindfolded him. Make a long story short, he started crawling, and about 5 foot into it, he started grunting. Got a little bit further, and he started pouting. I guess he felt like he's only crawled about 15 foot, and he was crying, wanting to quit and give up. And the coach got down on the ground with him and said, "Come on, son, keep going. I know you want to quit. I know you want to give in, but just keep on going." "I can't, coach, I can't. There's no way, I can't. There's just no way, the weight on my back, the distance I have to go. Come on, son, give it one more time. Come on." He went as far as he could go, and he fell down flat on his face. Coach said, "Take off that blindfold and look where you're at." Took off the blindfold and he was in the end zone. He went across the whole football field blindfolded. You say, "Brother Justin, what does that have to do with the message tonight?" Because it has everything to do with it. Because Jesus is our counselor. He's our advisor. The times in life that we feel like we can't go any further and we're going to quit, there He is to say, "Come on, son, keep going a little further. Come on, son, just one more day. It's going to be okay. Keep on going. Keep on moving toward the cross. Keep on moving toward me." That's the Lord tonight. He'll advise you. He will counsel you. He'll counsel me. His sweet Holy Spirit will come alongside of us and energize us and put, as I like Brother Brian says, put wind in your sails. Amen? He'll do that. He'll keep us going and keep us moving. And tonight we can call Him Counselor. He's a great counselor. Now the name Counselor, again, it means to advise, consult, to consult together. It means to guide or determine. But it also means, or it denotes one of honorable rank, one of honorable rank and suited to give advice. It denotes one of honorable rank suited to give advice to princes or kings. This word, counselor. So So it's one who has to be well qualified. Jesus is qualified. Back in 2020, seems like an eternity ago. Time is flying, isn't it? Back in 2020, an estimated 41.4 million adults in the USA, received mental health treatments and counseling at some point. We all know that's when the pandemic hit, and I'm sure that that number's grown since then, although the pandemic seems to be gone, or at least at bay. And so we need a counselor tonight. Not just a human counselor, but we need a heavenly counselor. And I pray and I hope that Jesus is your counselor tonight. Let's look at a third word. Third name. That is the name Mighty God. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. The phrase the Mighty God means strong. It means mighty. It means brave. Warrior. It means champion. Let me just say a few things about our Mighty God. Psalm 61:3 says that He is our strong tower. Isaiah 59 in verse number 1, in fact, I want to flip over there briefly, says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that He cannot hear." He's mighty to save. He's our strong tower. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. We won't turn there, but we see that He was brave in the grave. He was taken captivity captive. He was given gifts unto men. He was defeating death, hell, and the grave. And so our mighty God tonight, He is the mighty God. He was and He is our strong tower. He's mighty, but He was brave. Brave in the grave. But not only that, but we see that He was, or He is, the warrior to come. In Revelation 19, it speaks of Jesus riding on a white horse. And I want to say that is yet to come when He comes for us. We'll be coming with Him at that point back to earth. And so tonight we see that the mighty God, He is a strong tower. He is mighty to save. He was brave in the grave. And He is the warrior to come, the mighty God. He's a mighty God tonight, isn't He? Again, He is mighty to do a whole lot, mighty to save, mighty to help and to sustain, mighty to provide. All of those things is what He is. Number four, the Bible says that not only is He the mighty God, but He's the everlasting Father. The everlasting Father or the perpetual Father. One who will always be our Father. He is a Father to the fatherless. He is the friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He is the everlasting Father. This Father will never run out on you. This Father will always provide for you. This Father will always love you. And when father and mother forsake us, our heavenly Father will bear us up. We have an everlasting Father, and His name is Jesus Christ. And so, the name, the phrase, the everlasting Father, it means ancient of past. It means forever of future. It means of continual existence without end. So, we see that He's the eternity past and eternity future everlasting Father. What a blessing tonight to know we have the perfect father figure, don't we? He is always on duty. He's always in charge. He's never alarmed, never caught off guard. Even when we sleep, He sings over us. He's one who wants to bless us. He's one who wants to help us. He's our everlasting Father. He knows the end from the beginning. He's always present and He's always in control. As we begin to celebrate this Christmas season, let us remember that we have an everlasting Father. Let us remember that we have a mighty God that we serve. Let us remember we have a counselor who is ready to give advice at any moment of any day. And let us remember that he's wonderful. One last thing tonight, and we'll be through. Not only everlasting Father, but the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. The meaning of the phrase, the Prince of Peace, or the name Prince, it's a prince. The idea here is a prince is a son of a reigning king, as in kings and kingdoms. That's what a prince is. And so if there's ever a king and he has a son, he's a prince. And so the Bible tells us in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince. He is the Prince because he's the son of a reigning king, his father. But he is the Prince of Peace of a reigning king. He brought peace to earth through the Son. But then in Revelation 19:11-16, he will bring peace to earth through the sword. And we have the Prince of Peace tonight, the son of a reigning king. And he is our peace. The Bible tells us that if we keep our mind set on him, we'll be at peace. The Bible also says to live peaceably with all men as much as possible. The Bible tells us to pray to him, to be careful for nothing. And if we do that and we cast our burdens and cares on him, that the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard our hearts and minds. What a blessing it is to know the peacemaker, the peace speaker, ladies. So good to know that. That he's our Savior, he's our Lord. And if there's ever a moment that we have a disruption of peace in our hearts and souls, it is truly from our part and not from his. Our eyes have got off of the peacemaker and the peace speaker. So tonight we have the Prince of Peace. We have tonight the Everlasting Father. We have the Mighty God. We have the Counselor. And we have the first name that was given that is wonderful. Again tonight, just wanted to kick off our next month of December as we focus on Jesus with this message tonight. Just going through Isaiah 9:6 as we like to do annually. And his name shall be called. I'd like to come, we'll give a verse of invitation tonight. Who knows the hearts and minds of the people that are here? There may be someone here who's struggling, who needs to come and pray, who feels that God has pulled on their heartstrings. This is the place to do it and the time to do it. Or maybe you just want to come and praise the Lord. Whatever the case may be, you feel free to come as we sing. Let's all stand, please.